USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Senate Republicans and President Trump agree that an additional FBI investigation will be conducted into sexual misconduct allegations against the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, the lawyer for the second woman to raise such allegations says that his client, Deborah Ramirez, is willing to cooperate. Ramirez claims Kavanaugh exposed himself at a dorm party at Yale during the mid-1980s. Progressive Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren saying that after the elections in November,
I will make a hard look at running for president.
That's Warren for the first time saying publicly that she might run for the presidency in 2020. She was speaking at a town hall event she was holding in Holyoke, Massachusetts yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
With hundreds still listed as missing, Indonesia's National Disaster Agency says it already knows that at least 832 people were killed by Friday's earthquake and tsunami. The earthquake was a 7.5 magnitude. It triggered a tsunami with waves as high as 20 feet. A U.S. senator is calling for Congress to take action after the announcement from Facebook that a security breach compromised the accounts of 50 million of its users.
He is Senator Mark Warner, vice chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. The Democratic lawmaker from Virginia declared, "This disclosure is a reminder about the dangers posed when a small number of companies like Facebook are able to accumulate so much personal data about individual Americans without adequate security measures." I'm John Clemens.
Applause and criticism on social media for Kanye West after he expresses support for President Trump on the Saturday Night Live season premiere. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Two Mississippi cops killed while in a shootout on Saturday morning, and the Brookhaven police chief says they've suffered a heartbreaking loss.
But I promise you, men and women of law enforcement, we're not going to give up. We're not going to stop. This is what we do.
In what appears to have been an ambush killing, the officers, James White and Zach Moak, answered a call about shots being fired in a residential neighborhood. When they got out of their cruiser, they were shot repeatedly. Reports are the suspect is a 25-year-old man who's now in custody. Two surveys showing today that China's export orders shrank in September as its tariff battle with the United States over technology escalated, and it's adding to downward pressure on the world's number two economy. The report's adding to signs that Chinese trade, which had been holding up despite U.S. President Trump's tariff hikes, might now be weakening. California is telling automakers they must comply with its strict rules on greenhouse gases, even if the Trump administration does relax regulations nationally. And the co-founder of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame group Jefferson Airplane has died. Marty Balin was guitarist and lead vocalist for the San Francisco-based band that, of course, started with its top 10 hit, White Rabbit. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Marty Balin was 76. And for